from ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor of Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed a shift in policy involving Israel, saying the U.S. is pausing shipment of thousands of bombs as Israel considers an invasion of Rafah.
We are currently reviewing some near-term security assistance shipments in the context of unfolding events in Rafah.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham criticized the decision.
This is obscene. It is absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose.
Secretary Austin said it's imperative to do more to protect civilians. A state appeals court in Georgia says it will allow former President Trump to appeal a judge's ruling regarding the Fulton County DA. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The Georgia appellate court's willingness to take up this argument means, if nothing else, the Fulton County case will probably be significantly delayed. Donald Trump has argued DA Fannie Willis should be disqualified from the case for having a relationship with an attorney she hired to join her team. Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Willis could stay on the case as long as that lawyer Nathan Wade did not. A Trump appeal of that decision has now been greenlit.
Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow in New York City when Stormy Daniels returns to the witness stand. President Biden traveled to Racine, Wisconsin to highlight a new Microsoft AI data center that he says will create thousands of jobs. The president pointed to the fact that the center will open on the site of the failed Foxconn facility, which was promised but never took shape under Donald Trump.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
This was the president's fourth visit to the battleground state of Wisconsin this year. More severe weather on tap for much of the nation's midsection after storms and tornadoes caused major damage. 11 states reported a total of 40 twisters. You're listening to ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis. For the latest on today's headlines, be sure to watch Prime tonight, starting at 7 Eastern on ABC News Live. Now with more news, here's Michelle Franzen.
A federal study showing more than 321,000 children lost a parent to drug overdose in the decade from 2011 to 2021, nearly double during this period from other periods. Children with non-Hispanic white parents were affected the most. The study also shows communities of color and tribal communities were disproportionately impacted. For the first time, we are hearing from a former roommate who once lived at the home where four University of Idaho students were murdered in 2022.
Ashlyn Couch lived in the sixth bedroom at the home on King Road in Moscow, Idaho. She graduated and moved out 6 months before the murders, but she stayed close with the girls who lived in the home. She was especially close with Madison Mogan.
That's one thing that I just wish that I could do at least one more time is like just give her one last hug just to be able to say goodbye.
Graduate student Brian Koberger is charged with the murders. His defense team now claims he was out driving that November night to stargaze or hike. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Olympic torch now on the ground in France. It arrived in the southern port of Marseille on board a ship from Greece. French swimmer and Olympian Florent Manadou was chosen as the first Olympic torch carrier in France. The relay will continue to host city Paris for the Summer Games. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.